Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, February 4th, 2024, and this is my newest segment of Markets A Look Ahead. People, it is getting pretty freaky here. It's astonishing, maybe, how you and I have been so incredibly on with regard to calling what would happen exactly when as well, and we are not done. I put together a couple of things here that you're going to find in your inbox if you do subscribe to my free newsletter. Again, link in the description of this video. And as usual, I want to cover this stuff in detail, more so than like I said, it's in your inbox right now. The title of this is U.S.-Middle East War, What It Means for the Markets. So I want to go over this with you and add to it as I go along to kind of clarify a couple of points. And as I always tell you, this stuff, in my opinion, is gold. Please utilize this as an important resource. Share it. Get it out there. Ponder it. You're allowed to disagree with what I'm saying as well, and I would love to hear your take on that if you do not agree with what I have said here. But, okay, so let's put this into perspective. Here we go. At 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, immediately, unbelievable, after the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange, as its standard procedure, the United States began a heavy military strike against multiple Iranian targets. Large military strikes are almost never done during market hours. Now, really, people, do you think that's by a coincidence? Of course not. They don't want to upset the market. The market is everything, okay? Period, the end. I have been warning you and I, all right? We together, this is our thing, on YouTube for weeks about how the United States strike on Iran would play out. We even nailed the timing of this strike almost down to the day. What did we say? This weekend, right after the market closed on Friday, boom, here we go. Unbelievable. We, again, also predicted the timing of the U.S. strikes on Yemen nearly down to the minute. The title of that video, check it out, was U.S. airstrikes on Yemen was imminent. And that day, a couple hours later, it happened. Now, let's move forward here to the meat and potatoes of what's happening and what it means for the market. Now, it's important. This war, as you already know, people, okay, it's being sold to everyone. It's a fairy tale, but here's the facts. All right, this war has absolutely nothing, zero, to do with retaliatory strikes for U.S. service members who were killed in Jordan, nor any other attacks on U.S. bases in the area, nor does it have anything to do with shipping coming under fire in the Red Sea by these so-called Iranian-supported militant groups. They're evil people. On the 3rd of January this year, Iran, which is a founding member of OPEC, joined the BRICS alliance. Iran now aligning themselves along with Saudi Arabia, keep that in mind for a moment, with the BRICS alliance presents a direct threat to the U.S. dollar reserve status. And that is what this war is all about. The U.S. dollar has remained the world reserve currency because of one thing, one people, and 99% of the population here, even citizens of the United States, have no idea what this one thing is. That one thing is an agreement which exists between the United States and OPEC nations, which guarantees that the United States military will protect and defend the oil belonging to OPEC nations. Did you know that? Maybe you didn't know that. Maybe you do. I hope you do if you follow this blog. Ever wonder why there is a large U.S. military presence in the Middle East? Let me tell you this, people. It has nothing to do with terrorism or stopping it. It's all about protecting oil. Duh. Yeah, we're on the same page, you and me, aren't we? Within the agreement between the United States and OPEC is an accord from OPEC. This accord states that in return for U.S. military protection of OPEC oil, they, OPEC of course, would price their oil in U.S. dollars. Having OPEC price their oil in U.S. dollars was a massive win for the Federal Reserve. And now that any nation wishing to purchase their oil from OPEC would have to first convert their currency into U.S. dollars in order to purchase oil. Now, this mechanism in turn creates an ever-expanding demand for more U.S. dollars. Tell Greg Mannarino one more time, where does a central bank's power reside? In this case, the Federal Reserve. One thing, its ability to inflate or create dollars. This mechanism of OPEC and U.S. military protection of their oil, the petrodollar system, we'll talk more about that in a moment, that creates an ever-expanding demand for those dollars is the best thing that could possibly happen to a central bank. And that's what has happened here. Now, let us move forward here. However, over the past several years, various nations have now sidestepped what has become known as the petrodollar process, again, converting their currency into dollars and buying oil, and have instead been purchasing oil using their own currency. This, therefore, has decreased demand for Federal Reserve notes. This does not make the Federal Reserve happy, any central bank, but it's, in this case, the Federal Reserve, because of the dollar being the world reserve still. From day one, the BRICS alliance has sought to reduce the hegemony of the U.S. dollar on the world stage, which has not gone, certainly has not gone unnoticed by the Federal Reserve. We've been talking about this for a while. I have told all of you repeatedly, the Federal Reserve will kill millions of people. They will wipe out half the world's population or more if they have to maintain the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. This thing is being sold to the people of the world yet again as a lie. They're floating out politicians. They're floating out military commanders. Everyone they can to justify what's going on here. These retaliatory strikes. We have to protect the U.S. interests. This is all about protecting the Federal Reserve and the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. Here we go. What this war is really about is sending a message directly to the BRICS alliance. And that message is do not threaten the U.S. dollar reserve status. A message which is being sent directly from the Federal Reserve, whose enforcement arm is the U.S. military, including its nuclear arsenal. This is interesting, going back to Saudi Arabia. In case you ever wondered, here we go. The United States will never directly or indirectly attack Saudi Arabia. I'm going to let you speculate as to why. Okay, I'm not even going to tell you why. I think most of you know why. But I'm not even going to say it here. All right, I want you to fill in the blanks. All right, the U.S. will never directly or indirectly attack Saudi Arabia or its interests. So Iran is the target. And the message is clear. Now, what we can expect from a market standpoint, you already know this. I've been telling you this. We've been outlining this repeatedly. What we can expect from a market standpoint from this war, and this is a new war, which is going to be prolonged, is a drop in U.S. bond yields. This, in turn, should open up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market. Hold that thought. The initial reaction of the stock market, obviously when the market opens on Monday morning, very well could be a drop or a move lower. But you and I understand the key. The key to this market is, again, the debt market. If we see, for example, look, I'm not telling you right now that it's a 100% lock that we are going to see bond yields drop. I believe that they will. The most likely scenario here, okay, it's always the most likely scenario. You and I are playing a game of incomplete information. And we're trying to fill in those blanks, as we always do. Okay, we've been way ahead of the game on this. So, in the event, for my Lions especially out here, and all my friends, of course, if we see a drop in the stock market at the open, let's just say this happens. Let's throw this out as a hypothetical. Could go the opposite way, but let's throw this out as a hypothetical. Market drops. You watch the 10-year yield fall. You watch the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, MMRI, link below, drop, or even stay the same, because I expect a knee-jerk higher in the dollar, but let's stick to the debt market real quick, so we'll do this piece by piece. Let's say Monday the stock market drops. Let's say you see the 10-year yield drop. What would the signal be to you if you see risk in the market drop and the market drop. In my opinion, well, let me read. Okay, the initial reaction to the stock market may be a move lower, but by watching bond yields, as we just covered, and I expect that they will drop, that would be a buy signal for the stock market. Now, commodities here may also take an initial hit on a knee-jerk higher into the dollar, a fear trade, which again may hit stocks initially. Now, this could play out the totally opposite. Let's throw out another scenario. This market might rip right out of the gate here because it's been priced in. You have to understand, this is not a big secret. I'm no smarter than anybody else, unfortunately. I wish I were. But everyone knew this was coming. The stage has been set. Iran has had a bomb sight on it for quite a while now. And when they aligned here with the BRICS nations, this is to send a message. Now, you have to understand there's a lot of other things in play here. Obviously, members of the BRICS nations, they're not stupid. The U.S. coalition, not one, is a BRICS nation here. They knew. They were well aware of what was going to happen. Now, the United States went out of its way to broadcast to Iran here, in this case, or Iranian interests, that they were going to be hit. So what did they do? They got to hide everything, move everything out of the way. They knew which sites were most likely going to be hit. In fact, I would believe they had advanced knowledge of this being given to them by the U.S. military. All right, not by Biden, who decided it was his decision, and he knows which targets to hit. Really, you buy that one? Anyway, so there will be something else. There's going to be a counter move, obviously, at one point, and we'll see how that plays out. Anyway, from an economic standpoint, this war, which will be protracted, will also give a boost to U.S. GDP, and the jump in U.S. GDP will be touted as a stronger economy and not because of the war. Like I said, this is in your inbox. I want you to hold that thought for a moment, because yesterday, this was announced, and you're going to love this. Okay, Speaker of the House of Representatives Mike Johnson had just announced that Republicans will introduce a new bill for $17.6 billion aid package for the Israel-Hamas war. That $17.6 billion, which this is just another installment, and there's a lot more coming. Thank you, House of Representatives, on this one. There's also going to be added to GDP. And then the lie is going to be, of course, the economy is strong. Just as the creature, Joe Biden thing, creature, vomitous mass that he is, was touting. Look at the GDP. The U.S. economy is the strongest in the world. Look at this jobs number. Remember the jobs number out on Friday? It was a huge number here, way, way more than was predicted. But what else did we find out? What did we find out at the beginning of last year? That all the data with regard to job creation last year was faked. All of it was fake. Okay, so this number also is going to be revised lower, but it's also a fake number, has no bearing on reality. Now look, I covered a lot with you. And again, I don't put these things out for nothing. This material right now is in your inbox. I really hope you subscribe to my newsletter. It's really free. I don't share your information. I feel this is critical stuff that people need to know. Though I want to hear from you about all the stuff that I covered here. Are we on point? Are we nailing this? Or are we off? Let me know. Okay, I really do want to hear from you on that. People, look, we got this. We knew this was going to happen. We got the playbook. We have their playbook. We know what they're going to do, when they're going to do it. We know what their goals are here. In my view, that gives us an incredible edge. And in my view, also makes us invincible. We are going to play the game because we know how to play it. You're going to continue to bet against the debt, become your own central bank, hold hard assets, gain access to commodities via an exchange-traded fund or some other way. Hold silver, my favorite asset. Gold, my second favorite asset. Platinum, palladium, my third. Gain access to cryptocurrencies as well, people. Come on, if you had to pick one, I'm going to tell you right now, it's Bitcoin, all right? Gain access to the market. Look for opportunity here. This guy, look, I've been called every name under the sun with regard to being a bull, a permabull, or whatever it might be. This is going to play out to be extremely bullish for the stock market moving forward. The initial effect, we'll see how this is going to affect the markets here. But more importantly, keep your eyes on the 10-year yield. And we're going to cover this. We'll cover this, obviously, at the market open on Monday. All right, look, people, I'm going to let you go. Love you a lot from the heart. I mean that with all I got. I want to hear from you. Please share the video. Get it out there. Those thumbs up are required. If you're going to watch this stuff, it gets the video seen, picked up by the algorithms, okay? That's it for now, right? Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Always have the high ground. Be ready for whatever they're going to throw at us. And we're already so far ahead of the curve on this. It's frankly incredible, isn't it? I'll see you.